listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
I want to speak to you today about the choice we make between two masters. Jesus spoke about this in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, where I'm going to read you now the words of Jesus. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emphasized the idea that his followers must make choices, choosing between two treasures, between two visions, and now between two masters. To follow Jesus means that one must decide not to follow anything or anyone who is contrary to Jesus. He said, "No one can serve two masters." Having two masters, in the sense that Jesus meant it, it's not like working two jobs. Jesus had the master and slave relationship in mind, and no slave could serve two masters. Jesus told us that serving two masters is a simple impossibility. If you think that you are successfully serving two masters, you're deceiving yourself. It can't be done. And as ancient Israel struggled with idolatry, they thought that they could worship the Lord God and Baal. God continually reminded them that to worship Baal was to forsake the Lord God. To be loyal to the one was to despise the other. Now, this is true in many areas of life, but Jesus brought the point to the subject of money and material things when he said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Among Bible experts, there are different opinions regarding the origin of the word mammon. Some people think it was the name of a pagan god. Others believe that the name comes from the Hebrew word, which means to trust, because we are often tempted to trust in material things. Whatever the origin of the word, its meaning is clear. Mammon is materialism or wealth personified. According to one commentator, his name is France, the idea of mammon itself was morally neutral. The word was used in some ancient Jewish writings that showed this, translating Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 as, "Honor God with your mammon," and Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 as, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your mammon." Therefore, it could be said that mammon itself represents material things that we possess or we want. Those things can be used for God's kingdom and glory, or they can be destructive idols in our life. Jesus is speaking here about the heart. Many people would say that they love God, but the way that they serve the God of money shows that they do not love God. How can we tell which master we truly serve? One way is by remembering this principle. You will sacrifice for your God. If you will sacrifice for the sake of money, but you will not sacrifice for the sake of Jesus, don't deceive yourself. Money or mammon is more of your God than Jesus is. We must remember that we don't have to be rich to serve mammon, that is money and material things. The poor can be just as greedy and covetous as the rich can be. Brother, sister, don't serve your money. Let your money serve the Lord, and it will serve you, even increasing your reward in heaven. Don't ever forget, mammon is a good servant, but a terrible master. Remember that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.